This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Supreme Court has given Catholic Charities and other social service organizations in Pennsylvania relief from the White House Obamacare HHS mandate. An attorney for plaintiffs says every time religious ministries have appealed this to the Supreme Court, the government loses. Over half of U.S. voters polled say employers should not be forced to provide this kind of contraceptive coverage. Most union members are unaware most states allow them to redirect the part of their union dues that are used for objectionable political purposes like abortion advocacy. Planned Parenthood gets hundreds of thousands of dollars annually from pro-life union members. One Pennsylvania public teacher tried to do so but is having a hard time implementing her religious rights under state law. However, this particular teacher currently has $2,000 in dues held in an escrow account. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. In other headlines, assisted suicide advocates in California are not finished this year. Their effort to legalize the grisly practice is still well alive. The newest GOP candidate for president is not bashful about his pro-life position. Chris Christie vetoed Planned Parenthood for the sixth time as the New Jersey governor announced his candidacy. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.